Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to my radio show, Life and Happiness with Coach Purple Lady. I am Coach Purple Lady, also known as Teresa. I decided to do life coaching because I'm what you would call an influencer. So I decided to use that and monetize on it. I think I said that wrong. My apologies. So I decided to make it a business. And people have asked me, why do you need a life coach? Well, we live in a time where everything anyone could ever want to learn, change, or do is available at their fingertips. Billions of dollars are spent every year on books, trainings, and educations in pursuit of progress. But the truth is, most books are never read, most programs are never completed, and most of what is learned is never applied. We live in a giant sea of unfulfilled potential. The reason people don't follow through on changes or follow their dreams is because life happens, responsibilities happen, overwhelm happens, limiting beliefs happen. People have all kinds of goals, but they also have doubts, fears, and distractions. They don't need more life hacks, another five-step list, the idiot's guide to meditation, or another get-rich-quick scheme. What they need is a life coach. Everyone needs accountability and encouragement. Change is hard. Big goals take big commitment. Doing something new or scary is always better and more likely to actually happen with a partner or guide. So no matter how inspired we are by our dreams, our old patterns, and habituated comforts will quickly zap our energy and fade our drive. So what is a life coach? A life coach helps you dream big and stretch your horizons to create a compelling vision of your life and then help you chart the course to get there. They hold you accountable to yourself by holding you to higher expectations and standards and reminding you what you're doing is what you're doing it all for. A life coach also challenges you to see your true potential and to settle for nothing less than all that you are meant to be. It helps you find meaning in the challenges in your life and give your pain a purpose. It helps you keep your mind in check so you can choose optimism, feel confident, and master a mindset of success. It also helps you stay committed in those times when you feel frustrated, overwhelmed, or become distracted by life's uncertainties. It also is the support system you can depend on when the people in your life is naysayers, haters, or don't believe in your vision. So this is what a life coach helps us with. So me being a life coach doesn't say that I've decided that I am perfect. I've decided that because I'm not perfect, I'm the best person for the job because I've fallen down, I've gotten up, I've decided to live in my truth and live my purpose, which my purpose is helping other people. That's where all roads have led me to, is to help others, bring others together. So my faults and my shortcomings help me to help someone else get through whatever they're trying to get through to get to that next step in life. So my past, my present, and my future will help me and guide me to help the next person, pretty much. I took these classes to learn more about myself and to help me, give me some tools to help others. And mainly the three areas that I plan on coaching in is life purpose. Oh, I dropped my mic. This is my first time. These are expensive. Helping people to discover their purpose, which I'm authentically me. And there are some people who have specific talents that is so extreme that it's easy to detect that they were truly made to do something. For the rest of us, or others, determining what we're made to do can be a little less obvious. Part of this is because most of us are influenced by our families and society to follow paths that we're supposed to do. Our roles, careers, hobbies, and relationships are often chosen more because of our conditioning or because we feel we should rather than because they are a fit for whom we truly are. It is no surprise that the people who make decisions for their lives based on who they really are and what they genuinely want are more satisfied and more successful. Living a life on purpose means using your natural talents, following your natural interests, and living in alignment with who you truly are. You are doing what you came here to do. And in the belief that everything happens for a reason, it's a term you may hear often, and the question is, what does it mean? And do we believe it? Is it something that we tell ourselves to feel better when something goes bad in our life? Well, I guess that depends on your view of life. But what it comes down to is we either grow from our experiences or let our experience define what will happen in our life. In other words, we have the choice to find the meaning or reason within everything that happens to us, which infuses our lives with greater sense of purpose. Purpose exists in everything. We have two choices in life: allow the unexpected or negative aspects of life to be a curse, or turn them into blessings. We have always found that when we see experiences as an opportunity, we find that even what could have been considered the worst of obstacles and challenges turn out to be the biggest blessing. This is not only from our perspective, it also comes from our experience working with thousands of people, as well as our education in the field of psychology. Sometimes the events of our lives lead us to such bliss and meaningful situations that we can't help but see how maybe, just maybe, everything is really leading us to something greater. And so this is mainly for the life purpose aspect, which pretty much goes it helps you go back to your childhood and your childhood influences and conditioning, because where we came from has a lot to do with where we're going. It says, in our society is a common belief we like to call the big lie. The idea that our society and childhood upbringing do not influence who we are today at the deepest level. Most people don't deny those things have an impact, but they think the effect is minimal and resist believing that their actions and beliefs were formed by other people. However, if we take the time to reflect on how much of what we do and think did not originate as our own idea and let go of things that do not serve us, we are free to embrace beliefs and life choices that genuinely resonate with who we truly are and the life that we want to live. So I went through this section on my own because I have a lot of things from my childhood and the way I do things because of it. So they asked us certain questions like, what roles do you play on a stage of life? So on my stage of life, I play a role as a wife, a mother, a friend, an entrepreneur, an influencer, an entertainer, and an artist. Those are my roles. And it says, for each role, where did you learn to play the role, or who told you or molded how to play the role? So as the role of a wife, I learned as I went along. Pretty much it was learn on the job. The role of a mother, I had different mother figures, some negative, some positive. I kind of took away the positive and, you know, didn't take along the negative. A friend, you know, when you have family, you have brothers and cousins, those people show you how to be a friend. And that's how I, that's where I learned my role of friend. As an entrepreneur, I went to schooling. And then between my husband and my best friend, they pushed for me to go forth into an entrepreneur. So as an influencer, social media, myself, just my past experiences helped me to become an influencer, living my life out loud and in front of everyone pretty much. Because to me, it's like there was no one to show me certain things. So I want to be there for other people to show you things are possible and you can do these things. We're all given the same 24 hours in a day. It's what you do with them. I'm no better than the next person, but I may show you something that you didn't know yourself. So I'm here to do that. So my role as an entertainer was from social media, TikTok, and my father, because my father was funny and entertaining. And an artist, I was self-taught. So then it says, how would these roles need to look for you to feel that you're living in alignment with your true self? I feel that my roles will look exactly how they are because those roles are in alignment with who my true self is. Who, if anyone, would be affected by you letting go or change the roles that don't serve you? So some associates and some friends will be affected if I decided to let go of, I guess, certain friendships and things of that nature that I felt like were not serving me. Then they would be affected because most of those relationships is not give and take. It's a lot of take and me giving a lot of my energy, my time, and different things. So if I took that away, then those people would be affected. So it says, what benefit do you get from maintaining these roles the way they are? I said, my life is fulfilled. Yes, I wear many hats, but those hats fulfill me. And it says, what benefits would you get from removing or changing them? I wouldn't get any benefits if I removed or changed the roles that I already feel that are who I am. Says, who would you be if the roles you don't want to play anymore were to disappear? None of the roles I would take away personally that I have. These are the roles that I am comfortable with. So then it was an assignment. Write down words that represent all of your caretakers. Any older individual who cares for you or influence you, beliefs about life, meaning, roles, political passions, or religious beliefs. So pretty much I was just supposed to put out there words, phrases, things that made me think of anyone who had a hand in raising me or influential to me or whatever. So some things are good and some things are not good. So one was anything you do, be the best at it. So that one is from my father in particular. He said, if you're going to be a bank robber, be the best bank robber there is. So pretty much anything you decide to do in life, just be your best at it. People being unreliable, inconsistent, holding grudge, unforgivable, arrogant, bitter. So these are some of the negative aspects of certain people that were in my life. And then there's unconditional love, forgiving, unapologetic, and then treasure isn't always shiny. That was another one from my father because he believed another man's garbage could be another man's treasure. Giving, anger, loveless, substance abuse, abandonment, lack of guidance, motherless, absent, lonely, lack of family values, lack of celebration, unfair, mistreatment, family bonds, Christmas, make your home how you want it, dependency, lack of help, money, acceptance, non-judgment, food/home cooking. So these are some of the things I came up with as when, you know, it was a hard assignment. I had to really sleep on it to really get it through. But those are some of the things. And then they tell you to circle the ones that that you take with you and then, like, put a star next to the ones that, you know, that are bad. So the next thing was take a moment to consider where your caretakers differed from each other on their views of life. Ask yourself, how have you accommodated both viewpoints or developed your own beliefs somewhere in between? I've developed my own beliefs due to growing up with a lot of confusion and chaos and lack of guidance. So I found my own way. And sometimes that don't work that way. Sometimes it can go the other way. Is when you grow up with a lot of confusion and chaos and no structure, you live your life exactly that same way without structure, without guidance, without and then you blame it on the people around you. But the other side is that is I decided not to be that way, to be different, to be better, because they tell you you are a product of your environment, and you really don't have to be a product of our environment. It's up to you to change the outcome. So it says, for each major caretaker, ask yourself what you would say their life purpose or mission may have been. What were they passionate about? What did they seem to be trying to accomplish in the world? My father's life mission and purpose was to keep everyone happy and fed. He was very passionate about cooking. He was trying to accomplish being a good man and father. My brother's mother, her life purpose to me was to make everyone miserable around her. She was very passionate about breaking people down. She was trying to accomplish destroying friendships, relationships, and any relative bonding. My grandmother's life purpose was staying healthy to watch the younger generation grow up. She was very passionate about her craft, tailoring. She was trying to accomplish peacefulness, and I believe she got it. My sister's mother, Carolyn's life purpose is to make everyone happy by any means necessary. She's passionate about making money so her family can live a good life. I believe her accomplishment would be working hard so her daughters don't have to struggle. So it says, now ask yourself in what way the mission of your caretakers inspired your current ambitions and values. Did you feel drawn to grab their torch and carry the flame, or did you feel the need to snuff theirs out and ignite a new, brighter fire? So my father's values on friendship and family inspire my current life, and my grandmother's passion for her craft why I'm so passionate in anything I decided to do. I also aspire to make sure my children don't need to struggle. So then that was pretty much going back to my childhood and the influences. And then, you know, you go through your passions, your interests, to try to figure out pretty much with all of these things, it brings you to what your purpose is. Once you go back, you can kind of bring it forward to realize what your purpose is. I took a personality test, which it says I'm an ENFP. This is the MBTI personality profile. So for me, me being an ENFP, which is I'm extroverted, I'm intuitive, I have intuitive characteristics, I have feelings, and I'm perceiving. So the dominant quality in their lives is their attention to the outer world of possibilities. They are excited by continuous involvement in anything new, whether it be new ideas, new people, or new activities. Though ENFPs thrive on what is possible and what is new, they also experience a deep concern for people as well. Thus, they are possibilities for people. ENFPs are typically energetic, enthusiastic people who lead spontaneous and adaptable lives, which is pretty much me in a nutshell. So that was really straight on. So there also is a section about coincidences. They tell you to, like, when you, which is called synchronicity, is another word for coincidence. Sometimes you see things that you say, oh, this is a coincidence, but coincidences are not really coincidences. Coincidences. They are, they happen for a reason, pretty much. Sorry. Give me a moment. Okay. So, coincidences is beyond the three-dimensional world of cause and effect. Coincidences, often referred to as synchronicities, give us the experience of that which is beyond. These events are totally unrelated. However, they align in special, unexpected, unexplainable ways beyond. They are often left in awe, recognizing that there is no mere coincidence. Some greater meaning or purpose is behind the seemingly random alignment. Looking back at your timeline, you may see some of those events and recall how they came to be through coincidental ways. So they tell you to follow these steps the next time you experience coincidence. Become still. Take note of how you're feeling. Let your mind wander by relaxing your thoughts so you can tune into your intuition. Ask yourself, what questions have I been asking lately? Consider whether the experience seems connected to another area of your life currently. Observe whether you feel energized. If you continue running into someone or continue making eye contact, follow through and start a conversation with that individual. When in conversation, follow your intuition to say something. Consider whether there may be something you are able to offer the other person. The synchronistic meaning may be more for him or her than you. After that, the event has passed, reflect on its potential meaning without overanalyzing. Often the subtle meaning is picked up only at the unconscious level. Not all coincidental experiences are going to be profound aha moments. Most synchronicities are gentle nudges that you are on the right path. As with all things in life, the more you focus on the meaning in life and appreciate the synchronicity, the more you will attract, notice, and experience these tiny miracles. Synchronicities can hold the secrets that unlock the mystery of our ultimate purpose in life. So, you know, when you think it's just, you know, a coincidence, sometimes it's way more than that. So, I really thought this was going to take longer than I thought. There's no one with any questions, concerns. I put the number out if anyone needed to call. To call in with any questions. So I think I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to be back on in 2 weeks. If I still moves me to come back sooner, I will, and I will let everybody know when I'll be on. But my next topic will be bariatric surgery, aka weight loss surgery, my journey thus far, and any little tips and stuff that people may be wondering about weight loss surgery in general. So, until next time, live your life on purpose.